This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The American Family Farmer. I'm an American Family Farmer. My name is Doug Steffen. This program has been on the air now for 4 or 5 years in all different sorts of incarnations, connecting you to your source of food, farm, family, plus hopefully inspiring young farmers, older farmers, people who are from the family farm end of agriculture. Here, inspiration is our first goal, trying to get people to come up with the plans that they need to expand, make their farming more successful in an era where farming is very difficult, thanks to a lot of things, including mostly the government, but that's not our, where we can axe grind as we talk about specific things. In the news this week, the continuing war between the Russians and Ukrainians has been the subject of much focus because of how it affects farms and food production, either over there, but also in our part of the world. The fellow who's the chief scientist at the U.S. State's Agency for International Development, USAID is what it's called, says, quote, "We're already in a challenging period even before the invasion of Ukraine. Prices were rising for food and fuel, and that was brought about because of the cost of fertilizer, that's for sure. But then the invasion really affected the availability of key foods, wheat, vegetable oil, sunflower oil, that sort of thing. They've heavily exported that out of Ukraine to our country and elsewhere around the world. And so this fellow, looking at the problem, says the war is tough on lots of heavily dependent areas. The wheat that was grown in Ukraine fed much of Europe, and so now they're buying it from us, and they're buying it from other sources as well. The fertilizer came from Russia, and that's gone. I don't even think the Russians are making fertilizer, not to the extent, because they're putting all their efforts into making things for the war. And the same ingredients for fertilizer, interestingly enough, as we learned the hard way in Oklahoma City, are the same thing that bombs are made out of. So it's an interesting conundrum. We feed ourselves using fertilizer that makes bombs. Think about that for a second. All right, so anyway, the situation as we look at it in the spring of 2023, the European Council publishing a report called Food for the World, What EU Countries Are Doing to mitigate the Impact of the War. They're doing a lot of things, changing the kind of food that they're raising. Ukraine, big country, very fertile soil, lots of rain, hot summers. It was great, and plenty of farm labor. It was a perfect situation. The Russians have ruined it. One of the reasons the Russians ruined it is because they want it for themselves. Frankly, maintaining the Ukrainian grain flow is crucial for global food security. So without that, there are a lot of countries in Europe, and certainly the Americans have been asked as well. Farmers have been asked to grow more wheat, and they are doing it, but can they keep up with whatever the needs are, is the question. A lot of things damaged and destroyed, as we know. Ag production was decreased over there, and I'm talking about significantly decreased. Income is down because of businesses, farming, they're being basically cut out. The farmers are now working as soldiers, and so they're not growing the products, and the production is way, way down. The grain that is being grown, it's hard to get out of Ukraine because of the war. That's another one of the problems that they're trying to fix. But they are still cultivating fields there. Imagine working around the war and still growing things, mostly to feed themselves. The Black Sea Grain Initiative that was brokered by the UN and Turkey last year got grain out of Ukraine. They moved it down through ports of call in Turkey and other areas. They moved out 25 million metric tons that way to get to other places that were really in need of wheat. And so that's the main thing. That and corn, are the staples, and getting that stuff out has been a real problem. So last month, an agreement was brokered with Russia to extend the Black Sea Safe Corridor. Russia has only agreed to extend it for 60 days, so from now until the end of May, and then God knows what will happen. So again, how does that impact American agriculture, American farmers? Well, we'll have to go back to what we were doing before. We got to keep feeding ourselves and the world. So what does that mean to you? How can the farming that's necessary to keep up with all that stuff, you know, it depends on what your crops are. It depends on where you are. And if you're a big wheat person or a grain person, then it's probably going to help you. The value of those products is going way up on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, again, for lack of the ability to grow as much as is needed. All right, here's some other news from this week. Planting season as it approaches, has begun actually in some states. This is a reminder to drivers, safely share the road with farm equipment. In my state, there was a law just passed that requires that you give farm equipment on the road 5 feet. If you're caught skimming, running by tractors and equipment on the road, and you're not doing that, they'll give you an $80 fine. In Indiana, the State Department of Agriculture has put together a strategy encouraging motorists to slow down, be alert, be patient on roadway. Who in Indiana doesn't know that? Here in Massachusetts, I get it. I get that there aren't a lot of farms, certainly not as many as there were when we were all kids. But for heaven's sakes, you know, when I get this, and sometimes I admit to going out on the road about 5 in the afternoon when the traffic's coming home. I live on a very rural, narrow road, and people use it as a shortcut to get from one town to another. And certainly it's not a major thoroughfare by any stretch of the imagination. And I'm out there oftentimes from this time of the year until the weather gets bad again. And the traffic has to slow down. I do admit to doing it on purpose sometimes because I just want to slow people down. The kind of crazy stuff that goes on, it really, aye. All right, so anyway, here's another story from a farmer who lived through the tornado that destroyed his family farm. Clover Hill Farms is the farm that we are talking about in western Illinois. Well, this tornado started in eastern Iowa and blew through western Illinois. The severe weather has affected a lot of farms. This is a barn. The family that's owned this land since the early 1800s. The homestead, it was destroyed. So what happens? The family lived. They could have been dead pretty easily, but they weren't. But now the farm is destroyed. So the same thing happened to a friend of mine who has a dairy farm up the road from me. It was destroyed in the snowstorm a couple of months ago. And you can go online to Shaw Farm Dairy and see what happened to his barn. It turns out it was built 25, 30 years ago, and it wasn't built properly. I had lunch with the guy yesterday, and we were talking about what he went through when he was building the barn and how the contractor wasn't really somebody who built barns. There aren't many people around here in this neck of the woods that you got to bring the Amish in from Pennsylvania or the Mennonites from New York to build a really good barn, which is what he's doing now. But the barn collapsed, killed 9 of his cows. He had to take his dairy operation and move it out of state while he builds. It took him a year to build a new barn. He told me yesterday he was going to use robotics. I turned up my nose at that. Come on. That takes the personality out of it. He says, yeah, but have you seen how it works? And he got into the intricacies. Those of you who are using robotics, this is probably information for those who are not using robotics more than for those who are. There's a little light, apparently, on the udder cup, and it can detect where the teats are and how to put the cups in the right place. I said to him, how the heck does it, a cow's got a big bag, and especially the cow's just fresh and the bag's all swollen, how does this thing, this robot, know where to put the teat cups? He explained it to me, and I thought, well, okay, yeah, it makes sense as it happens. But anyway, if you're having the same problem as these folks have had, you get caught in a storm, and it really, it's the, this, in the case of the tornado, the Norton family that runs this farm, Clover Hill Farm, they just made it into the house and into the cellar in time. So the storm, it completely destroyed their home, their barns, everywhere. So they've got a couple of hundred people in the town who started to help them out, like my friend the dairy guy. Three or four people that we all both know came up with trucks and moved the cows right away. They had to cut the roof off because the roof had landed on top of the cows. And he was lucky because he had 89 cows in the barn, and it was during milking. So the fact he only lost nine is really kind of a miracle, frankly. I feel so, you know, look at the cows when they're in that. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to think. Good level. Well, anyway, these people that go back and finish the story of Clover Hill Farms, they have help from all their neighbors, and they are going to rebuild. They're going to build a house again. They're going to build a barn again. How can you live on a farm if there's no barn, right? And he wants to have cows, but not as many as he had. So, anyway, that's the story of somebody who made it through the tornado and the story of what happened as a result of a bad snowstorm here in New England. In a few minutes, we're going to meet Melanie Bernstein, who is an agri-science teacher. I think this is going to be another great way. I'm all about education, and there's so many different aspects to the educational connection. This time she comes to us as under the auspices of the American Farm Bureau Foundation. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments here. In the meantime, I want to bring you up to date on a product that I am sure you'll want to know more about as you hear me talk about Balance 7. It improves the balance of acid and alkaline in your body. This is so good for your energy. We all need that on the farm this time of year. Helps unlock your immune system. We all need that for protection this time of year. Just listen to my voice. I've got allergies to everything. And this stuff, I've just started taking it. It really works. I can tell you, it works. I take it every day now. Balance 7, get $15 off your order. Free shipping as well when you call them at 800-793-9039. Use my Doug code. Also get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. It's really great for your skin. Like this stuff is good for your insides. 800-793-9039. I wouldn't put my name on it if I didn't think it worked. Use my name, Doug. In 3 days' time, you'll feel the difference. It's Balance 7 at 800-793-9039.
Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046. You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Melanie Bernstein now, who is an agri-science teacher at Wellsboro High School in Colorado, if I'm not mistaken, right? Near the Grand Canyon. Is that where you are?
Actually, we are in Pennsylvania, and we have a little place called the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon, which is a gorge, but it's a tricky one. It definitely gets people.
Well, I got you into one Grand Canyon anyway. We've maybe confused by a couple of thousand miles across the Continental Divide, but at any rate, it's good to know kind of where I actually know where that is now. I'm thinking I spend a lot of time. I love Pennsylvania. You know, people say that there are two big cities. Obviously, Pennsylvania is anchored by Philadelphia on the east and Pittsburgh on the west, and in between is the Midwest, what people call. It is kind of. It's a great farming, especially a great dairy culture. You grew up, are you a farm kid?
So I grew up about an hour north of Boston in what I consider to be like suburban New England, right on the New Hampshire-Massachusetts border.
Tell me the town. What town is it? I live in Framingham, you know. The boys tell you that I'm
I consider my hometown to be Southampton, New Hampshire.
Okay.
Right next to Amesbury.
Yep, right. That's not a bad farming area. Up in Tewksbury, Amesbury, yeah. Dunstable, those areas. There's some nice farms
Absolutely.
Up there still. Yeah, yeah.
So I actually grew up like in kind of a divide that I had a lot of influence from the suburban area, but I also had exposure on my father's farm, like a hobby farm, as well as an aunt and an uncle that had a turkey farm and orchard, and some other family folks that had some operating farms when I was growing up. So even being in the middle of suburbia, I had a lot of agricultural influences while I was growing up.
So under that circumstance, we talk about the difference between New England, let's say, that area. As I said, I was down in Framingham, and there aren't many farms that are left. How does that compare and contrast with the area that you're in Pennsylvania?
There's a lot of differences that I see in the agricultural environment in those areas. There's a lot more people that are relying on production agriculture for their sole income or as a side income in this area, and a lot more students that are considering that as a potential future career because of the influences and exposure they have to those type of environments. I think the farming differs some. We're getting down here into the mid-Atlantic states where, yes, there is a lot of dairy influence in Pennsylvania, but we also have a lot of influence of livestock. We have hog farms and chicken farms that are commercial.
Oh, yeah, Pennsylvania's got a lot of chicken farms, yep.
In New England, where I grew up, definitely a lot more like consumerism and activism to, you know, focus on like local foods and also I would say like organic production and sustainable production as I was growing up. And I actually feel like that I've brought those influences with me. And as we're seeing a lot more of that, I would say nationwide with focus on sustainable production and the local foods movement has really taken off. There is a lot that I'm able to bring to my students and try to encourage them to think outside the box so that as it's becoming harder for smaller farms around here to remain productive, if they're able to kind of think creatively about how they can market their products, they're able to expand their thinking and then potentially make a enterprise that they can make a living if they might not be able to make a living the way their parents or their grandparents did a generation or two ago.
All right, we continue. Melanie Bernstein is here, an agri-science teacher in Pennsylvania. This is the American Family Farmer.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. government is calling the apparent disclosure of classified materials surrounding the war in Ukraine as an insider leak, but has yet found any suspects for a massive intelligence breach that has exposed sensitive U.S. information to the world via the Discord internet platform. A federal appeals court late yesterday blocked a Texas judge's decision halting the FDA's approval of the widely used abortion pill, mifepristone. The 2-1 ruling by a 3-judge panel means that for now, the drug is still available in the United States with several strict limitations. The Food and Drug Administration reports over the years, at least 22 women have died and thousands more have experienced serious complications after taking the abortion pill. Today is officially National Scrabble Day. That's all C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E. Lance Pryor, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
The green light to another half hour of conversation here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen with Melanie Bernstein, who is an agri-science teacher. That's not easy to say, is it? Agri-science teacher. When people ask you, Melanie, what do you do for a living? Do you tell them you're a teacher, or do you tell them you get into the nitty-gritty, into the weeds with the agri-science side of things?
I definitely go towards the agri-science part first. I think that it's so important for everybody to understand where their food comes from and understand their local food system, that I really dive right in. And a lot of times, people are surprised right away because, in like a mid-career woman, they are surprised to see, number one, that I'm a woman that is an ag teacher, and don't necessarily think about that. They think about an ag teacher being like an older man, you know, maybe more of a shop type person. And so, I really try to break down that barrier, both that women can be in the ag education field, and actually nationwide, there's more women that are in this field now than there are men. And also that, you know, this is a valuable field for all of our students to understand at its most basic levels. I don't care if you're in an urban area, a suburban area, a rural area, but as Americans, we must know where our food comes from and how food is produced and be able to have those connections with the people producing our food, as well as being involved in the conversations around it, because these consumers make decisions about new laws. They are the ones that are purchasing the products, and I just like to dive in with all of that because most people don't necessarily think about those aspects of it.
You know, it's very interesting to hear you say that more women are into the teaching of agricultural institutions, and I think about more women being on the farm and running the farm. I had a woman on this program last week from down in southern Pennsylvania, because I find a lot of fodder is in Pennsylvania for good conversations about how to help people on the farm. And then I'm thinking about all the women who are into vets, vet schools, and becoming vets, big animal vets, small animal vets. That's more women than men. And more women running dairy farm, more women running the farm. So I think it's a refreshing thing. It's too bad it's taken this long, frankly, to get to this point. I guess that's been, but the past is the past, and we need to be in the present, frankly. So that's why we're talking about this. But I find it interesting anecdotally to have people deal with this. Now, in terms of that, and, you know, your sex and where you live and that sort of thing certainly influenced the people who were advising you to tell you to do something else, because that's the way people, the arrogance of Massachusetts education, I will tell you, having gone to school in Massachusetts and having taught school in Massachusetts, there's this thing about, well, you should go to college and you should go work on Wall Street, or you should be a lawyer or whatever it is, which is such nonsense.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
And I absolutely got that when I was in high school. Remember being advised to stay away from taking courses at my vocational center, which I started doing when I was a junior, and, you know, going towards that college prep, and was this what I really wanted? And people were genuinely concerned for me. Uh-huh. And if my vocational center had not been attached to my high school, I probably never would have been able to make both of those things work, because I did continue to take those college prep courses, especially the advanced sciences, because I excelled in those and had a really strong interest. But also wanted that hands-on aspect of being able to work with animals and whatnot. And I started out my college career as an associate's degree and a two-year degree, and that was terrific. And I'm very much an advocate for students to, you know, maybe get some post-secondary training or education. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have to be a four-year degree, for sure. And there's so many opportunities out there now, whether it be apprenticeships or certification programs, two-year programs, online programs, where students can gain the skills that they need to be successful in the agricultural industry, but don't need that four-year degree. And there's plenty of opportunities for students in four-year degrees, but we want to make sure that students are being guided towards an education that's going to help them to be successful and not break the bank.
So were you a 4-H-er or an FFA-er? Did they have any of that? A lot of Massachusetts schools or Eastern schools, well, maybe I should say Northeastern schools, again, not doing as good a job as used to be done to bring youngsters along using either of those two methodologies.
Yeah, for sure. So I was, you know, a 10-year, 11-year member of New Hampshire 4-H, and that's where I really fell in love with doing animal projects. But, you know, my family really exposed me to a lot of different things. We did vegetables, we did maple sugar, we had a lot of varied interests. And then once I was able to take those courses at our Career Technical Center, I did start to do SFA as a junior. And wow, I felt like I missed out when I started SFA. I felt like I was behind the ball because I hadn't heard of it before. And
yep. You won't hear about it much in Massachusetts. That's right.
Yeah.
Helped to get a 4-H program going, and by the time it was done, when I resigned because I was upset there wasn't enough ag in it, they were saying, well, we can't get people into agriculture, so we're teaching them home economics or things like that,
which
farming? Nothing.
But I ended up, you know, taking it as far as I could in FFA and, you know, received my American FFA degree. I was a state president in New Hampshire and you know, participated as much as I could. And today I encourage that in my students wholeheartedly, that those kind of opportunities help students to grow outside the classroom and really develop their leadership skills, their personal growth skills, and provide them opportunities that can help them regardless of whatever career they're in the future. So I'm a huge advocate of both of those programs.
As well you should be. Good for you. Melanie Bernstein is here. We'll talk about what her high school curriculum is all about as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer with our weekly message to those of you on the farm who is trying to find a good weight loss strategy. You're looking for success. You've been trying that. You got to get back to work, work, work. The physical stuff, you spend the winter planning, and now it's time for you to put the plans of what I'm going to do with my body to work. So feel free to email me personally or go to social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Matter of fact, if you have questions about whether it's the advertisers that we have that may have questions about or questions about the farm program, 855-999-DUG is the way to do our connection, 855-999-3684. And as far as Calatrin is concerned, you can get most of your questions answered just by going to toploss.com, which is their website, where customers go in, they get support for making Calatrin work for them. Right now you get $20 off on a 90-day supply. Plus, there's the BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free. Free shipping using the DUG code. But make sure you understand the bottom line here. This is an all-natural product. Take it consistently every night. Stay in touch with your counselor at toploss.com, and you will have success. I guarantee it, or your money back. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141.
800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let's spend a few more minutes here with Melanie Bernstein. So are you an FAA advisor now in your role as a teacher? I want to talk a little about that and what the reaction is to youngsters that we're trying to get to come into agriculture. It's a whole new world. You were talking about some of the things. You didn't use the word regenerative, but that's a prominent word these days in understanding the science of the soil, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I am an FFA advisor. We have our FFA chapter, Grand Canyon FFA, out here, and all of my students in my classes are members at the local level, and then that's a little bit over 100, and then I have about 50 of them that are active above the local level and pursue opportunities at the state, regional, and national level.
So I'm in the interest of time here, Melanie. What's your core? What do you teach at all levels? Agri-science, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior? And what level is your presence most needed and felt?
We are a 9 through 12 grade program, and I do teach a variety of courses, everything from animal science, plant science, natural resource management, environmental science, leadership. We also try to have some exposure with our middle school students and our elementary school students through some outside of class programming throughout the year. It's so valuable, as I said, for students at all levels to be introduced to agriculture and understand agriculture so that they can be informed consumers in their future.
Well, this is important to get people to stay on the farm, go back to the farm, training them. Are you the author of this book, Small Animal Science and Care?
I am, yeah. So I have done some curriculum writing and some writing projects over the past couple of years. And the small animal science was one of my passions that I think I brought from New England that I really started becoming interested in, you know, the area of agriculture with veterinary science and small animal science. And it's something that I include in a lot of my classroom lessons to make some of the things that I'm learning more applicable to everyone. And that's something that has been very rewarding for me to also feel like I'm helping other teachers and providing some lesson ideas and materials that can be useful to teachers around the country to support their programs.
So you've been at this for, what, 15 years or so now at this school?
Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm.
You've turned out. How would you gauge your success in getting people to consider or reconsider some sort of a career in agriculture?
I feel like I've done very well connecting with students and trying to encourage them to pursue agricultural careers. I especially enjoy working with a lot of students in our areas in natural resource management and have had a lot of students go on to pursue careers in that area, which we have a lot of very rich natural resources in this area of Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Congratulations. We need more, again, this sort of inspiration. Maybe there are other people listening come from these sorts of approaches, the families and stuff. And I know that you get a lot of success, a lot of encouragement from the Farm Bureau Foundation, which is good. All of these things are all good and all important that point to a successful and happy and good future with people being trained properly by folks like Melanie. Melanie Bernstein from Wellsboro High School in Pennsylvania here as this week's focus in part on the American family farmer.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The American Family Farmer at 53 after the hour. This week, our focus on education, regenerative. It's always kind of our job here to bring inspiration in many different ways, how you can help yourself on your farm, how you can find good workers. That's been the focus, at least in part. One of the things we've talked about most recently, and you can get the download if you want, of our podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com every week. We have a podcast, and the most recent one, it isn't just recently, we've been talking about electric tractors since the discussion of electric cars and trucks has come along. And certainly, as you might expect, the big tractor manufacturers and somebody new, actually, has put an electric tractor up for sale. So as I've encouraged people to communicate with us, Doug at DougStephan.com is a good way to reach me, or through the American Farmer website, or by dialing 855-999-DOUG. Here's a caller with some thoughts on electric tractors.
All right. So your issue about the electric tractors, to me, all this is electric cars, electric tractors, everything else. It's just it's all about the money, okay? I mean, it's obvious. The fat cats need to get fatter. It's all about the greed across the world. That's all this is, the whole Green Deal, the whole everything. It's just their agenda to push everything on you. What you end up with is we're not saving anything as far as our fossil fuels and other resources that the true blue things that we've all been using all these years, but they just simply cannot help themselves to push that on people. You're absolutely right. We're sick of this stuff they're pushing on us.
Well, I created a different atmosphere around the conversation. But I think that that you're onto something there, sir, in terms of it being pushed as I was talking about on the Good Day program, I think this morning, actually, the whole idea of being, we have 8% or 7 or 8% of the cars being manufactured now, and the Biden administration wants to have 70% of all the cars that are made by 2035 to be electric. There's no support, and there's no plan really to support this going into the future. If you can find a plug, that's swell. If you can find, you know, some place to charge the car up, that's great. But not so often is that the case. All right, enough on that now. I think I've made my point and you've made your point. Help yourself. If you'd like to communicate, though, as I said, 855-999-3684 for those of you who would like to weigh in on whatever our issue is. This week, my time for a comment comes built around the fact that we are in tax season, and most of the money that has to be in is due this weekend, as a matter of fact, or by the first of next week. So you have, if you're a responsible sort, you've already filed your taxes, at least you have the money in. Also, I guess I use the term responsible farmers, and I would like to have the focus on people planning ahead for next year, because every year during filing season, there's always something that's missed. Some of the tax issues that change. There are certainly a lot of laws, regulations specific to farmers. And so there's a lot of help from the National Farmers Union, the Farm Bureau, have people that will help you if you are doing your taxes yourself. There's always going to be, I get a kick out of this, two classes of people. People who don't like to pay income taxes, and those two classes are men and women, right? Who among us wants to pay income taxes? Have you had the ability to do deferred income? Ask your tax advisor about that. There is a lot of the farmers. This is something that really, really annoys me. I don't like the IRS to begin with, and probably you don't either. It's natural, kind of ingrained in us because we don't like tax collectors. But the way that they take on things, and this is meant more as constructive information to them as well as maybe to you, the IRS is usually off in terms of their timing, in terms of their way of dealing with people, in terms of their regulations. In almost every step of the way, the IRS comes out as the bad guy, and they're doing what they're told to do by the regulators and by legislation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What you need to do in terms of general help is going to your congressmen, your senators, and have them regulate and more focus on farming, especially if it's a state where there's a lot of farming like Pennsylvania. We've been talking a lot about them lately. Get the focus and make sure there's a limit on prepaid farm supplies and that sort of stuff. Maybe it should be expanded. It's there now, but it should be expanded. You know, there are a lot of things to focus on. I just gave you one idea. But as it is tax time, I thought it would be appropriate to spend a moment or two on some tax issues. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.